Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Shay Flynn and Lee Harris from the Memphis City Council.
Let's start with school funding. There are a couple things on deck from the city's point of view. There's funding to MCS that people have talked about maybe happening after July 1, past due bill, apparently. But is that going to happen?
Well, one of the things you hear about that, which is completely incorrect, or you read about on the internet, is that the city is somehow playing a waiting game and that once MCS is dissolved, the money goes away. That is incorrect. The Unified School Board would always be the successor in interest in that debt. So that is something that we're going to deal with. There's still the outstanding issue of our counterclaim, which is upwards of $140 million. The judge has opined that we don't have to pay it until that claim is heard. Several times, and I've talked to several members about going in to mediate the claims, all of them, and resolve it totally. I expect that to happen. There has always been resistance on the part of the city school board to having any sort of mediation because they just pretend that our claim doesn't exist when in fact it does, and it's before the court, and we deserve our day in court as well.
Does that change at all once the merger is gone, though? I mean, do you think that the new school board will be more receptive to mediation?
Some of the people that I've talked to on the new school board are very receptive to mediation. That would be one way to start dealing with it now. Appoint a mediator, get us all in the room, find out that the amount that was originally owed was $57 million. That's ignoring several million dollars in credits that were owed to it. So the amount's actually a little bit less than that. And then it's just working out what the value of our counterclaim is versus the total amount. If we all sides can come to an agreement, we can move forward from there. If not, we go to court, we litigate our claim, and we see what happens there.
Lee Harris, your take on this. I mean, the city is removed in some ways from schools, but you obviously represent, you know, important parts of Memphis. Schools are an important part of what the government provides. Your take on the direction of the merger.
Yeah, I've had a mixed feeling about this whole approach that we've taken. I think the litigation has been going on for a long time. I think the legal bills are, you know, have become pretty astronomical, and I've had a mixed feelings about it from the beginning. I don't think it's the right move. I think that, you know, I think reasonable people can get together and decide on the future of school children in Memphis without having to resort to, you know, what we've resorted to. I think at the end of the day, we're going to get the same result. We're probably going to get some form of autonomy in the municipal school systems, and we're going to get a Shelby County school system.
Right.
And so all of this effort, as we go along the path to get to where we know we will ultimately be, seems like a lot of wasted effort. And so I am skeptical, to say the least, that we've taken the right approach and that we should be involved in litigation against our municipal.
But is there any, at this point, I mean, we're in the marathon and you almost can't stop, right? I mean, or that's one point of view. I mean, what would you do differently if you could, without going back in time, I mean, from here on out, what would you do differently from the city's point of view?
Well, again, I'm not in control of all the moving pieces here,
right.
But, you know, as part of the city council, it does upset me a little bit that the city council is involved in litigation.
Right.
And particularly we're involved in litigation without a vote of the city council. So I think we may be the only, body politically that's involved in litigation and, you know, spending lawyers to fight this dispute, but have never voted on it.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.